Okay, so I'm joined here by Amy Shepherd from the Brisbane-based pop band called Shepherd. Hi, Amy.
Hi.
You'll be very pleased to hear that one of my colleagues on Crave saw you guys open for Justin Bieber in Auckland a little while back.
Yeah.
They were so impressed they went out and bought the whole album.
Really? That's lovely. Good to hear. I love stories like that.
So just to give us a bit of background of who Shepherd are, you're Amy Shepherd, and you're not the only Shepherd in the band, right?
No, I'm in the band with my brother and sister, and then three other friends. So six of us all together.
Okay. I'd like to go back a little bit to do a bit of family history with you, just quickly, if I could, because I saw that you guys grew up in Port Moresby, Papua New Guinea, and I don't suspect that many pop artists would have done that. How did that come about?
It's actually surprising. There are a couple of pop acts that have come out of, or artists that have come out of Moresby. I think because maybe there's like not a lot to do over there. Right? I don't know. But there was actually a girl who went to my school called Megan Washington, who's now massive in Australia. So she was a couple of grades above me, which I thought was interesting.
But how did you come to be in Port Moresby?
Yeah, my dad's a lawyer. So he got a job over there and eventually started his own law firm. So he's kind of stuck over there and he's still there. So I have never really left there. I still have a room and our family home. So it's kind of like my second or my first home, really, because I was born there.
Right.
Yeah. And I guess we grew up playing piano, just the typical, you know.
I was going to ask how musical your parents were.
Well, my dad actually got a scholarship into university in Perth through piano playing, because his auntie was a piano teacher. And but apart from that, like, he could only read music. He could never play for fun. So I think that when we started playing piano, he never wanted to force us because he thought that we should just enjoy it, and if we wanted to pursue it, we could. I guess we did. We had so much fun.
At what point growing up you thought, okay, this is fun, but actually I'd like to do a bit more with it than just have fun?
Yeah, well, for me, it was one of our teachers. That's right. Our teachers in the international school we went to was a member of Yothu Yindi, who's an Indigenous Australian band, and they were massive in the 80s. And they had a huge career, and he was, I think, the pianist or session musician for them. So just hearing his stories of touring and the shows and the people that he's worked with really inspired me. So I found my dad's old guitar, which he never learned to play, in storage. I was like, this is amazing. And I think it had four strings, and they were laughing at me trying to play it. So he got my school music teacher to give me private guitar lessons. And that really sparked something in me, just learning more contemporary songs.
Yeah, well, I was going to ask you, what were or who were some of the artists you were hearing who influenced you most?
I think it was what my parents were listening to at that point. So Cat Stevens. I discovered Fleetwood Mac on my own and fell in love. So a lot of artists from the 60s and 70s. And then my dad really loves country music as well. So Dixie Chicks, The Mavericks, all sorts of music in the house. I asked to play those or to learn those kind of songs. I think my first song I learned on guitar was Country Road.
I suspect you're not the only one who's had that as their first song.
Yeah.
And what about your siblings? I mean, were you the older one sort of leading the way, or how did it all work?
Well, my brother, he's very talented.
George, right?
Yes. He wanted to be an actor. And so after school, he went off to do, he went to acting school in Sydney and thought he was going to be the next Hugh Jackman. There was a piano in the acting hall and he taught himself to play, which I think is incredible because I still can't master the piano like he can. We never wrote music until, so I had finished school and I was just writing songs in my bedroom. I knew that that's what I wanted to do for a living. No matter what it was, I was going to be in the music industry.
So you're like a teenager at this point?
Yeah, sorry, jumped ahead a few years.
No, it's okay.
I'm in Australia now. I went to boarding school and was just writing songs in my bedroom. And after school, I studied a TAFE degree in music. And one of my assignments was to write a song and essentially produce it, like present to the class your album, your finished album with the song and the video clip and the marketing and everything.
Wow.
So I did that. And on my song, I needed George. I got George to sing the harmonies because I knew that he could hold a tune.
Right.
But, unbeknownst to me, he's taken over the whole thing. No, I'm just kidding. Yeah, so that's where it started. And our dad, who is musical, sort of overheard us recording this song. And he was blown away. He thought it was amazing. He's a little biased, of course. But
that's okay. He's allowed.
Yeah, and I think it was always secretly his dream to be a musician. That's where I think this all stems from.
Right.
So he got us in a recording studio back home in Brisbane and professionally recorded. This is after my assignment had finished, but he wanted us to re-record it and just have it polished off a bit.
So you mentioned George. How did the other sister, Emma, come into it?
She didn't join until the band was already established.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so that's further down the track, I guess. Okay. But she finished school and she didn't know what she wanted to do. She wasn't musical. She was very creative and really into fashion and graphic design. And we needed a bass guitarist. And we said, well, we went to tour in the Philippines. And I think she was, like, so jealous. We didn't really have a solid band at that stage. George and I were a duo, just writing songs, and one of our songs took off in the Philippines. So we went over there, and Emma was super jealous. So we said, well, if you want to learn bass, then you want to be a part of this, you better get going. Like, you could maybe, and if you can't learn bass, that maybe you can be involved somehow with the graphic design or the merch or something.
It's merchandise for people who don't know what merch is.
Yeah,
sorry, that's
right. T-shirts and whatnot.
Yeah. So I'm just, and I will ask you to skip a lot of history in just a couple of minutes, but the whole business of taking, you know, a passion that you have as a youngster, a teenager, and you've had that background from your dad and your brothers of a similar mindset. I mean, that's one, a lot of young people will have these sort of dreams, but it's another thing to actually put it together and you've got a band and you've got management and you're out there. I mean, how hard was all that to actually put it into place?
Honestly, I think had I known what was ahead of me, I wouldn't have done it. It's really, it's still very difficult. It's a very hard industry. But I can't believe it's actually happened, really. I'm pinching myself every day. I mean, we're here on a Monday morning and it's a beautiful day and I don't have to really go to work. So, it's been a real blessing. But yes, very difficult. There's things like, you know, business side of things and management. But I guess we just took every day as it came and every hurdle as it came. And we're still doing that, just jumping through the loopholes, jumping through the hoops.
You're being a little bit modest, I think, because I think your songs have done really, really, really well in Australia and elsewhere. You've won awards. I know you've toured in the States. You've been on US TV.
Yes.
And I was reading about this massive festival you played at in Mexico City with huge crowds and other big-name bands. Well, tell me about that.
I'm not sure whether you're referring to Rio, that we played Rock in Rio.
Okay, well,
we did play Mexico.
Oh, as well. So Rock in Rio was probably even bigger than Mexico, was it?
Rio was the biggest thing we've ever done. It was 100,000 people before Sam Smith and Rihanna. And there we are on stage just being like, what what have we got ourselves into? It was incredible. I'm just like ecstatic just thinking about it. Just a sea of people all singing your songs back to you. It's just priceless. It's a feeling you can't compare anything with. I'm just a highlight of my life, really. Just running around and running down the big catwalk through that. I just pretended that I was Freddie Mercury. And so funny. Sometimes you just feel like you're winging it. But, I mean, obviously you have experience and we've done a lot of shows before.
So I think the band was about 2011 or so, Amy, that you really got going. Is that right?
Yeah,
around about then?
2011. We had sort of established the band as it is now with the members. And Emma had joined and she had learnt bass.
Yeah, so that's 6 years under your belt. That's actually, you know, you guys are, you can't say you're newcomers anymore.
No, I guess
not. But you're still very young because you started so young. Hey, can I ask you a little bit more about the music? Because you mentioned those early influences, like the Cat Stevens and all those 60s, 70s artists. Listening to your songs, and you've got the new single called Coming Home out, and I've listened to a few of the other ones. We're talking about pop, really, I guess. Would that be fair?
Yep.
Very catchy, very melodic, quite positive.
Yes.
Would that be fair?
Yes, I would agree with that.
Is that fit who you guys are, do you say?
I think so. We're very happy and we're very close. We're a close family and a close band. We are sort of like family, all of us. And we're happy. We've done what, you know, life is going well for us. And I think on the next album, you're going to see a few,
more shades. And,
I mean, life's not always rainbows and sunshine, as we all know. But this next album, we've really got our groove. We know who we are as a band. So I think this next album that's coming out is going to be a bit more coherent and less eclectic, because the first, they always say, you know, the first album, you have your whole lives to write it. And we did. We just had, it was like a collection of every song that we'd ever written. Whereas the second album, we were left with no songs. We had to start all again from scratch. So it was more of a story, I suppose. Yeah.
And actually, just on the story aspect, looking at your videos,
yep.
There's quite a bit of performance acting talent going on there. You mentioned George was into the acting, and I was struck by, say, Geronimo, or even Edge of the Night within the office, and everyone starts dancing. So is that side of it something you really enjoy and look forward to?
Yeah, I think this is George's specialty here. As I said earlier, he really wanted to be an actor, so he gets to sort of play both roles now, and he loves doing film clips and really being hands-on with the editing and the concept. So I do like to leave it up to him because I really trust his taste. And Edge of the Night was so much fun to do. It was a one-take video for those of you who haven't seen it. I think we did it 7 times all up, and we ended up using the 4th take. Okay. So,
wow, yeah, impressive.
Yeah, it was lots of fun to do. But yeah, we try and make our video clips as interesting as possible. It's it's an important element of the band, I think.
Absolutely, yeah. And you mentioned the album, so I know you've been touring. We're in a cafe. We're in a cafe. There's a bit of extraneous noise going on. You mentioned the new album coming out not that long. Tell us a bit about 2018. What 2018 holds for you, because the new single coming home is that part of that album, or is that a standalone single?
No, it's part of the album that's coming out in hopefully May. May, April is what we're planning on. It's hard to tell though, because you want to release the album when the song's doing at its peak. And I think it's at its peak right now in Australia. It's number 3 on iTunes today,
cool.
Which is really cool. But we need the rest of the world to hear it before we're just going to drop an album. It just gives it more of a chance and more exposure.
Will there be a tour with the album? And will we see you back on the side of the Tasman?
I think most definitely. The song just got picked up, I think 2 days ago on The Edge or one of the radio stations here. Mm-hmm. So I think that's really promising. So if people can hear it and people want to come to our shows, we'll be here.
Cool. And as I say, some New Zealanders saw you already, at least at the opening for Justin Bieber. I don't know if you played here before that.
No, that was our first time here.
Okay, so tell me a little bit about the stage show. The whole business of performing on stage, is that, and stagecraft, I guess, for want of a better word, how much thought goes into all that side of things, rather than just standing in front of a microphone and singing?
I know, this is something we've had to learn on the road, because we have been touring so extensively. And aside from just the 6 of us in a band room, we haven't done much, you know, work with musical directors or anything like that. I think you learn a lot of what other people do in the shows that you see. And then I think just connecting with the crowd and having a laugh with them, or, you know, telling jokes on stage, just being yourself as well. And like George and I interact a lot and pull fun at each other, which I think people love to see. But for this next album, we really want to put a show together, like a real spectacle. So I think we're going to try it. We've been in contact with a few musical directors, and we're going to try and just make this one a bit, a bit more interesting for the crowd to watch, rather than play the song and chat, the song and chat. We want to make it like a bit of a journey for the
audience. You mean
audience.
In terms of props or lighting or whatever?
Yeah, we want to get some of that stuff going. Ooh. So at this, you know, up until now, we've literally just been a band and just done what we feel on stage, which has been fun and it works. But we want to step it up now and take it to that next level.
This sounds like this is hoping to be, from your point of view, a fairly long-term prospect. Would that be
We just want to keep improving and keep on growing. We don't want to just play the same songs and have people see the same show if they've already seen it. And we've done, as I said, we've toured the show, and I think it's time to just, change it up a bit so people are still interested.
Absolutely. Oh, fantastic. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
For talking to us. All the best for the single and for the album. And I think there'll be a lot of people in Aotearoa looking forward to seeing you guys live in the next traditional future.
Yes, we hope to be back ASAP.